Guys, what is going on? Welcome to Chair Shot Sports. I'm John Anthony. Welcome. This is pretty good, a pretty big episode for us. If you're watching this right now, this is our first YouTube video, our first video of the podcast. As always, we're going to be recording on Spotify as well, so we're pretty excited about that. Making some big steps in 2024. But enough about that. Obviously, why are we here? The road to WrestleMania starts now. And with that comes the Royal Rumble match in Tampa, Florida this Saturday. Got to be honest with you. It's a little weird only having a four-banger pay-per-view, PLE, to start off the year. But makes sense. You don't really want to take any time away from the Men's Rumble or the Women's Rumble. And also want to give the Fatal 4-Way for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship time to breathe and let that match just happen and not rush anything there either. So that's three matches. The fourth match, where's where we'll start, that's going to be Kevin Owens taking on Logan Paul. This rivalry's built up very good. Kevin Owens winning the tournament over on SmackDown. Their promos have been great. Kevin has always been one to go, can go. And really carry a match, whether it be on the mic or in the ring, which is awesome. I think their last promo that they had together, before we keep going, if we can just talk about Logan Paul for a minute. If there is not somebody who's come in that has been doing this their whole life, has been just started doing it, picked it up part-time, and now is doing it full-time, Logan Paul can do it inside the ring, outside the ring, on the mic. He does amazing, amazing things. He's taken to it like a fish to water. It's been awesome to watch. I know we've had like Bad Bunny come in, other celebrities as well, but Logan has that it and knows exactly what to do and say to get that reaction from the crowd, whether it be at home or in the arena. But aside from that, I think this match is going to be good. It's going to be physical. Then you're going to see a lot of nefarious tactics probably taken on by Logan Paul trying to beat Kevin. Probably even hitting the one punch on Kevin. Kevin kicking out. Kevin obviously has said he's not going to be wearing his wrist brace, hand brace for the arm, for the hand that he broke. So maybe that comes into play. Maybe Kevin hides under the ring or hides under his shirt or something. Ref's not looking. Maybe pops Logan with it. Regardless of that, I think it's going to be a lot of false finishes, a lot of two counts. I'm sure there's going to be, like I said, some interference from someone from Prime or Logan hiding something somewhere. But I really do think that Logan Paul is going to go over here. That's just the right move to do. I think this rivalry with Kevin kind of makes him look a lot stronger, also going into WrestleMania. In my opinion, I think the end game for this is going to be Logan Paul versus LA Knight at the Showcase of the Immortals. I think it's where you're going to see LA Knight finally get his hands on, some gold. Logan's going to just keep it warm for him. So, So there's that match. And speaking of LA Knight, LA Knight is a one of four men fighting for the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Championship over on SmackDown. It's LA Knight versus Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles. This match is going to be a complete banger. I'm pretty sure in saying this, Roman has never defended the title in a four-way. He's done a couple triple threat matches. I know, obviously, the one with the most recent would be Daniel Bryan and with Edge, Adam Copeland. So, yeah, I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a real good match. It's going to play out. Obviously, I'm sure every guy's going to hit their finisher. But let's take a side road. Before we keep going, I can tell you who the winner is and we start talking about the Rumbles and things like that. A lot of things have been said online ever since this match has made a fatal four-way. And the speculation has begun. And it's kept going since. Is this the way they're taking the belt off of Roman? Now, with The Rock around, obviously Randy just came back. AJ just came back. LA Knight's over here. He's been boots on the ground, just wrestling, fighting, wrestling for his chance. Obviously got his shot over in Saudi. now back in a fatal four way. A legitimate gripe that he should be fighting one on one for it, but gets thrown with the other guys. So the things that I've heard and things that people are talking about are the reason it's made a fatal four way is so Orton is up to eat the pin, which makes a lot of sense. Orton just came back. He's riding a hell of a wave. Obviously, huge face, huge fan favorite. You want to keep him hot going into WrestleMania, depending on what he's going to be doing. So you don't give him the pin. Unfortunately, you don't give AJ Styles the pin. He just came back too. You're gonna extinguish that fire. So unfortunately, the way it's looking, if you look at just like if you look in the way of Roman keeping the title, LA Knight has to eat the pin. Unfortunately, he'll rebound, and he'll kind of, it makes sense. He kind of goes away, fades away from the title picture for a little bit because he took the pin, so he kind of doesn't have the gripe anymore to get another shot at Roman. But with that also sets up, like I said, now LA Knight can probably come out, cry, complain, whatever he's going to do, but bump into Logan Paul, and we set that up. Maybe LA Knight does something at the chamber as well, trying to get one more shot. That doesn't happen, and then you start to see the US title start to maturate, and that match start to kind of get put together in time for Mania in Philly. But that's the road that you go if Roman does win. What if? Come with me on this journey, because I know I'm in the minority on this. I know I am. Come with me on this journey. What do we do? What happens if Roman does take the pin? What if the belt does come off of the tribal chief? Now, let me preface this by saying I personally do not think he's going to lose. I think he's going to win, go to Mania, whatever he's doing there, win there, and he's going to be going on to probably, I don't understand at this point, how you don't let him beat Hogan's record. I think at this has to be the end game at this point. We've gone this far. What Vince started, Triple H has to finish. There's no time you're going to get anyone to go this far again in a long time. This kind of thing is generational. I plan on seeing it anytime in my life down the road. I think this is something that it happened. It made sense. The bloodline needed it. Roman needed it. And I think with his character, when he came back and just he was built for this, and it's just made so much sense and been so good for so long, we just let him go with it and hold the belt. So with that being said, let's go around of how Roman loses the belt and what goes on at Mania. So if you excuse me, it's a lot. So I'll be referencing my notes a little bit. I'm kind of used to doing this by myself and not being on camera, so I can just kind of read off of this. Who's enemy number one? The Rock. The Rock's back. The Rock didn't come back for nothing. The Rock came back to sit at the head of the table, which he said on Raw. And apparently sit at the board of directors for TKO as well, at that head as well. So let's hear me out. Match is going down. Ref gets knocked out. Whether it be whoever knocks him out, maybe some interference from the bloodline. Ref's knocked out. Here comes the Rock. Boom. Knocks down Roman with a rock bottom. And let's say he plants everybody. Maybe the Rock comes down and he plants the other three guys. And then turns around, Roman looks at them, starts smiling, and boom, Rock drops him. Maybe drops him with the rock bottom and then hits the people's elbow, jumps out of the ring. Roman's indisposed. One of these guys is going to be able to pin him. Who's that guy? It's going to be Randy Orton. Randy Orton gets the pin. Is he able to move on? So what does that do? How do we get there now? What happens? Like, who does what? Where are the champions? Oh, my God. So CM Punk wins the Rumble. Okay. Orton beats Roman Reigns. So now he's the WWE Undisputed Heavyweight Champion. CM Punk has a title shot now at WrestleMania. What about the World Heavyweight Championship? Well, obviously, as we saw, Seth is injured. He's going to be nursing that. And from some of the research I've done as well with that, I know he said 3 to 4 months on TV. If you look from what he has, it's 3 to 4 weeks. So they might be embellishing a little bit to make it seem, to make the comeback look that much better and seem that much cooler and epic that he's going to, fight through it and obviously be able to sell the injury as well in the match as well for whoever he fights. So Seth Rollins is your World Heavyweight Champion. All right, so if I was a betting man, So those are your three champions. So they need challengers. So we have one. We have CM Punk, who won the Rumble. So if I'm a betting man, Cody Rhodes is going to get his shot as well. Who's he going to fight? Face. Well, he goes to the chamber. He wins that for the number one contendership. And here we go. The next night on Raw. What's going on? Cody goes and talks to Pierce. Or maybe he shows up on Friday and talks to Aldis. Seeing as he made the trade, he got Jay there doing their thing on Raw. Somehow, some way, Cody's going to get his ass over to SmackDown. He's going to go to SmackDown, and he's going to challenge Orton for the title. Over on Raw, Punk stays on Raw and challenges Seth Rollins, which is awesome. So pretty much night one is Cody and Orton. Sorry, it's late. and then night two would be Punk and Rollins for those matches, respectively. Well, what happened to Roman? Roman just went down as one of the longest reigning champions in the history. One of. Well, him and Rock are going to go at it, and that's going to be your tribal chief head of the table kind of match. Yeah. So that's that. When we go to WrestleMania, I have Punk beating Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. And I have Orton beating Cody at Mania. So that's not 1 year, that's 2 years of him not finishing the story. And there can be a lot of nefarious ways that we can get there. It's not probably not gonna be a clean pin. Someone's going to come down and screw Cody out of it, and Orton's going to retain. As far as where the storyline would go on SmackDown, you do have, at that point, Cody's locked into SmackDown now. So you have LA Knight. You have Roman's going to want a rematch. He's going to want another shot at the title. You have a lot of other people over on SmackDown. Karrion Kross is starting to get big, especially with the new faction that he's in. A lot of people that can go for him, that can gun for him, especially with the draft coming up. And that's another way, the draft coming up after Mania, Cody can get back to Raw. So there's a lot of ways, if you really start digging into it and going down the wormhole, there's a lot of ways that you can really make it make sense of all these guys getting their shots and then sliding them back very nicely over back to the shows they came from. And then it's business as usual. And we go from there, whatever the storyline is going to be for 2024, 2025. The one thing I do have going down, though, on the night after WrestleMania, which is hopefully, I mean, this year should be amazing. I'm sure there's going to be some debuts. Some people call it, maybe some, a couple people from NXT. I'm sure, you know, a big signee from Papa H. I'm sure he'll bring someone in that night that they used to. That's going to be an interesting night because the way I see it is the Punk Rollins match is going to be knocked down, drag out, amazing dogfight. Punk being victorious and, you know, winning the belt. But the most important part of that is that he main evented WrestleMania. Punk didn't come back to be 365 champion running around every week, you know, defending the title. So he doesn't need the belt. It's not important to him. But you need to get off Rollins. Rollins is going to take a little time away. Rollins is going to take some time to heal up. Obviously, he's coming off the injury. He does have the bad back. He needs some time. So let him go heal up a little bit. We'll bring him back around SummerSlam, maybe, you know, or maybe Money in the Bank. We're in the ring. We start the show. Boom. Punk comes down to the ring, starts talking to everybody. Oh, told you all I was going to do this. This is what I wanted to do. I've achieved my dream. Here comes Burn It Down. Here comes Seth Rollins down, limping down to the ring, congratulating Punk, looking at him, saying, you know what? I was wrong about you. I was wrong about what I said. You're a changed guy, and most importantly, I respect you now. And at that point, whatever's said, however you want to get it done, but maybe Ron says he still believes he's the better man for that title, and he wants one more shot, which is tonight. He wants one more shot at the belt. Fast forward to the end of Raw. Here we go. Stuff's going on. Ron's giving Punk all he has. I mean, just going all out. End of the match comes. Punk hits his GTS, Boom, 1, 2, 3. But Punk is just a pile of mush, just lit. Just did night two of WrestleMania. Now we're at Raw. Just got another banging match with Seth Rollins. And what happens? Here comes Damian Priest with the briefcase to cash in. Goes over, hits him with a couple moves, pins Punk 1, 2, 3, and Damian Priest finally cashes in the Money in the Bank successfully and becomes your world heavyweight champion. That's the other road. That's the other road I have it going down. Mine, I think, is a lot more fun, a lot cooler. But if we bring it back, and just look at how everything's really scaling out, how everything's looking like it's going to go into place, Roman's going to retain, take it to Mania, and take that bad boy to SummerSlam. Whether or not they let him go the whole way, maybe he gets almost all the way and he loses the belt before the record, which I don't think they're going to do. For something, someone like Roman, who's signed all these deals and had a lot of time off and done a lot of favors for the company, they're doing a lot for him as well. I think he's earned it, so he gets it. Just the fatal four-way. All right, so let's start with the Women's Royal Rumble. All right, this year is stacked for people coming in that we have no idea about. The surprise entrant level is crazy for this year's Women's Rumble. Just a couple that I have. Naomi or Trinity. One of my biggest picks, I think, is going to be Mickie James. You have the Aldis effect now. Not for nothing, she's executive producer, head of creative over at OVW. I'm sure she has nothing else going on. She can just pop down and hang out for a Saturday night in the ring. You also have Jade Cargill. Could this be when we finally get Jade? Do we finally get Jade in a WWE ring making an appearance? And is this the time to do it? And the name that I'm going to die on this hill, and I think it's the night, is Mercedes Moné, Sasha Banks. And I say that because, and if this is your first time tuning into, I have to preface this at the beginning too. I'm a huge WWE fan. I'm a big AEW fan. I'm a New Japan guy. I'm a TNA guy. I'm a wrestling guy. All right. A lot of the takes I have on here, whether, you know, it's not, you know, what are some of the things I get on our Twitter? It's a E-Drone or you're a Neckbeard if you're an AEW guy. Listen, everybody's welcome here. I'll have guests on from both. We'll have people from other podcasts that support AEW. I'll take the fight. I'll be the AEW guy and fight the WWE guy. Both federations, especially AEW and WWE, have their faults. That AEW's on the uprise. WWE is hitting on all cylinders. But it's only good for business for both of these companies to succeed and bring up the TNA that goes back to Impact. And obviously New Japan, who's losing a lot of people right now coming over here. One that no one really talks about is NWA. They have a great product as well. They're very small in their niche, but they have some great, great people over there wrestling. So just take this sidebar to just tell everybody, as I say this, I'm like, Sasha Banks. And you're like, oh, WWE guy. Listen, I thought she was going to AEW. I did. The first week. And then I watched the next week. And then we hit the third week. She would have signed already. Okay. Whatever the deal is, she's going back home to WWE. It's just what it is. And you can get mad at me for saying it, but that's what happened. She's supposedly be in these great talks with Tony Khan, was looking for over the moon money that WWE wouldn't give her. So the contract talks broke off. Sound familiar about someone else who just came back to the company? WWE has really gotten on the coattails of, in the habit of now swerving the audience. For example, too, real quick, if you folks paid attention to social media or saw anything on your Facebook or whatnot, or on Twitter, there was recently a report that came out about Cody Rhodes not main eventing WrestleMania. Folks close to Triple H and those close to creative. And it was like all these Punk versus Cody was going to be the match. Obviously, Rock Roman and Gunther. Gunther is going to take down Seth and be the undisputed. What happened 2 days later? All false. WWE has gotten to the point where now they have controlled leaks. They're going to tell you what you think you want to hear. They're gonna st you want news? You want the dirt sheets? Want a little bit? Here you go. We'll give you this. Whoops. Oh, looks like you reported that wrong, huh? Probably check your source. And maybe they'll give you some right stuff sometimes. But you have to give it up to WWE to really, really start controlling all these leaks and being able to keep people a secret. Just like the CM Punk entrance at Survivor Series. Amazing work by Paul Levesque to keep that under wraps and only three people knowing the entire building until that music hit. Wild, wild stuff. But I digress. Going back to Sasha. Even doing the troll jobs that Punk was doing on his IG, things like that. Sasha, she's coming back. It just makes sense. It makes sense because Bayley, I don't want to preference my winners, but Bayley's about to go on this massive face turn when she's coming out of damage control. Sasha's there. Yes, they're going to keep pairing them together because they're, I mean, obviously they're besties. They work great on screen together. They've had a great feud together. They've also been a great team together. And bringing her back right now to be with as hot as Sasha's going to be, to bring her back with Bayley and to form a team. And maybe we swerve it. Maybe Sasha comes back. She starts hugging Bayley and kicks her in the crotch and punches her in the face and walks away. And now, oh, major heat by Sasha, things like that. So those are the four big ones that I have like coming out. I think we'll get one or two kind of, I think we got one or two from NXT. You'll see some people. Nikita Lyons is a big name I keep hearing, which makes a lot of sense. Actually, I think at the time is now to call her up. I mean, she came back from her injury. She looks great. But she's losing a couple matches down NXT. I think maybe it might be just time to bring her on up to one of the brands, one of the big brands, and have her have a decent showing in the Royal Rumble. Final four for the women that I have is Bayley. I have Becky Lynch, Zoe Stark, and Bianca as your last four. And they really get it down to where I segue who kicks who out. But ultimately, I have Bayley winning this year's 2024 Women's Royal Rumble. Becky is a tough one for me to put in. I feel like some way, shape, or form, Becky's going to get thrown out by Nia. And that's going to set up a feud for them moving toward WrestleMania for who goes and faces Rhea at Mania. But I figure it's those four make a lot of sense. Zoe, I put in because she's low key really just doing a lot of great work on WWE Raw. She's just unsung. She was a lot of the tags that they're in. She gets a lot of the pins. Her work with Trish was amazing this past summer. And I think she's just great in the ring. Physically, she's just awesome. So I think it might good to have her get a little rub. Yeah. So the winner for that is I have Bayley. Bayley coming off on that one. And then finally, the Men's Royal Rumble. So before I talk about that, I did have Brock Lesnar in my surprise entrance. And from what I'm hearing, after the news broke about the scandal going on with Vince McMahon and TKO, again, nothing confirmed, but the rumblings that I'm hearing is that he was going to be debuting either Saturday or that Monday on Raw to confront Punk when Punk wins. And we go back to the Brock and Punk. See right here behind me, right back here. It was Best versus the Beast. But as of right now, from what I'm hearing, and I've not confirmed it yet with anybody from people that we know, that's been scrapped just for now until things come to light and things got to get cleared up. Which that kind of stinks because I'm really sure Gunther and Brock was going to be a thing for WrestleMania. So unfortunately, we'll probably have to wait on that for a little bit. But anyway, I digress. So Men's Royal Rumble, again, a lot of good names that could come back and the time frames work out. The one I wish, my like hope against hope, is Matt Cardona. I'd love to see him pop on the Matt Cardona gimmick and come down and wrestle in the Rumble. That'd be awesome. I think Big E is good for a one-off in the Rumble. Nothing too crazy, just take a lot of bumps. Obviously, it'd be his first time in front of a live audience, I'm sure. But a lot of guys around, he doesn't have to do too much. nothing too evasive, you know, nothing too crazy on the neck. It's kind of low, relatively low risk for him. Rey Mysterio. He's, I believe, this month is when he was be due to come back and wrestle competitively in ring. So you have, you know, you might have Dom, and then you have, you know, Dom and Priest are in the ring, or maybe all three Judgment Day members, and they clear the house. Boom, here comes Rey Mysterio. You know what I mean? And then maybe another member from the LWO gets sent down as the next entrant. So that'd be a good one to send in as well. The one I'm hearing a lot of, just because it's people love the gimmick with the 10, Ty Dillinger. And I think, and honestly, Ty, I feel like Ty is one of those guys I feel like WWE dropped the ball on. I'm not really giving him the proper space and the proper opportunity to really kind of grow his character and find out what he really wanted to do. I think what he's done, what he did in AEW was a great, great character. If you can carry that over to WWE, I think maybe put him back down NXT. Maybe have him go down there for a little while, hang out, you know, match rate that for a little bit, then come back up when the time is right. But Ty Dillinger coming back would be awesome as well. So those are the ones I have. Okay, so the final four for the men's. I have Gunther, Punk, Rhodes, and Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley's been eating a lot of L's, especially from Cross and the team. They're really trying to get it, you know, trying to get him up there and trying to get him ready. I think him being one of the final four would give him a good rub going into programming and also going on the road to WrestleMania. So, and ultimately, though, however that all works out, I have CM Punk winning the men's 2024 Royal Rumble match. And obviously, with Punk winning, Punk is going to take on Seth Rollins. Again, not in the world that I talked about all this stuff, not the separate road, but from how WWE's really looking at it, Punk is going to take on Rollins. And I'm sure Cody, obviously without winning that, will go and take himself into the chamber and try to go finish his story. Yeah, so that's pretty much that. On top of all that, I mean, I think it's going to be a great PLE, a great way to kick off the road to WrestleMania. But yeah, whether you agree or disagree with my picks, feel free to leave us comments underneath. Also, give us a thumbs up. And I know we're new. It's episode 1 of 1. Feel free to shoot us a subscribe. We're going to be here weekly. Obviously, having guests from other podcasts, wrestlers, and things like that. So definitely, definitely give us a try. Definitely, like I said, thumbs up. Give us a subscribe. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So it's been a great first episode with you guys on YouTube. If you don't have YouTube and you're listening to this on Spotify, please subscribe to us on Spotify as well. If you give us a 5-star rating, give us some good feedback, some good comments. That would be awesome as well. Any questions you have for us at all, you can also hit us up on our Twitter at @ChairShotSports and on Insta as well. So we're on all the social medias. So again, it's been a blast. I hope you guys enjoy the Rumble. And this is John Anthony saying, we'll catch you on the flip side.